Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Jim in regards to when to plant some of his flowers. And he's still with us. So, Jim, what else can we do to help you out today?
Yeah, thanks, Patrick. I was curious about, I'm using a very high-quality potting soil to start those plants, and I was wondering if I should use any a liquid fertilizer at some point after they germinate.
Yeah, so it would definitely be after they germinate. Where, you know, at first they don't have any roots, right. So using fertilizer is not going to do much to them. The thing about it is when it starts off, you want something light. So
yeah.
Even if you have a liquid food that is like a 10-10-10, right? Mm-hmm. You want to probably start out at about half the rate. So
okay.
If it tells you to use, you know, a tablespoon or let's call it just so it's easier. 2 tablespoons.
Yeah.
You use 1 tablespoon, right?
Got it. Yep.
So use it at half the rate. And you want them to start to develop a little bit more than just at the beginning of the shoots.
Yep.
You want something. You want like some sort of like, I want to call it grit, but it's not like grit. It's something there to show it that it's going on. And usually, you know, it takes, depending upon which one, 7 to 10, 14 days for seedlings to emerge. I'd probably still wait another 3 to 4 weeks after that.
Okay. After the first leaves form and so forth?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So once they start to show up, that's really the bigger thing. It's
okay.
Just, so once they start to show up and then about 3 weeks after that.
Great.
Okay. It's just when they are too little, right? When they're so small, sometimes it can really affect them and burn them.
Yes.
Because they just don't have a lot of a system.
Got
so
it. Right.
So definitely at half the rate as well, just like a nice indoor food that
yeah.
you're looking at.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Now about morning glories, that's kind of a hard seed, and I understand. If I score the seed before planting it, is that a good idea?
Now, I've heard that definitely works.
Yeah.
Right? We're not looking to make, like, deep incisions on them.
No.
Right? We're looking at making a little bit of a, you know, just like a nick.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
A lot of people will say, like, use like a nail file.
Yeah.
Right? And just right over the top.
Yeah.
And then what they'll actually do
yeah.
is they'll put them in water overnight.
Oh, good idea. Right.
Okay. Because that actually helps them just, you know, get to that next level a little bit.
Sure.
And it can take a couple weeks for it to really, really show up. And it might even be like 21 days.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So on this one, don't, you know, just when you're looking at them, you're like, oh, they're not going to happen. The next day you're going to come out and all of a sudden they emerge. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So it can take up to 21, but I've seen them, you know, on 7 days.
Yes.
So I think what this germination about aid to the germination of nicking them or like filing them a little bit and then soaking them in water is going to help them go a little bit quicker because they have such a hard seed coat.
Yes.
That's why they take so long.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. I think that answers the question that I've had, and you've been very helpful, and I appreciate this, Patrick. Thank you so much.
No problem, Jim. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Lots of information today. Last hour talked about mason bees at length. I'd really love for you guys to look into it. Mason bees are a more beneficial pollinator than a honeybee or a the bumblebee, right? Just think about it. Look at it. Might be the way to go for you. And it's just, you know, just something I've been thinking about recently. I have a small amount of the Mason Bee starter kit going into our Winchester location at Mahoney's in the next few weeks. They don't send anything until it's warm enough because we bring in the ladybugs and the praying mantids as well, right? But I'm bringing this in. I want to try it, see if anybody, you know, has success. I'd love to hear how it goes for you guys. But they are out there and available. Definitely, it's important, right? We've really touched base a lot on pollinators today and just what we can do to help. And if you don't hear anything else from me today, remember that a mason bee can do 120 times more pollination than a honeybee. That's it. That's all I want you to know and think about and say, oh, well, if I do that, I can help. I can help by bringing them more into my yard and making a habitat for them, buying a mason bee habitat. They look like little hexagons with bamboo tubes in them. That's where they live. Just really, it's all I want you to learn from today. That's it. That's all I want. Because from there, you're going to see what happens and see what's going on, right? It's not just about, you know, the plants. It's about bringing them to your yard. And this is one of the best ways to do it. So, you know, keep in mind, it can take some time. It's not always a one season and done. But I think it's going to help. I really do. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I just want to bring this up. It's not all these mason bee habitats are like hexagons. They can be all sorts of styles. It's just the tubes that will bring them in. That's where they live, right? There's mason bee attractants out there. There's all types of things. Just look into it. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Marianne's in Ipswich.
Marianne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I was wondering, Bonnie, the best time to move a hardy hibiscus.
So we're a few weeks out. We're probably into April when you'd want to do it because the hardy hibiscus is one of those that doesn't show a lot of growth early. It's one of those ones where you kind of look at it and say, all right, is it dead? Is it alive?
True.
And then all of a sudden it just pops up. But I would look at doing it earlier in the season when the temperatures have kind of leveled off a bit. And when I say leveled off, they're not like fluctuating from night to day, like 20 to 30 degree changes, right?
Okay.
More when they're like 15 or so, you know, 10 to 15 degree changes. Because what that does is it, you know, the plant's waking up a bit, but it's still dormant. We want to try and do it when it's dormant.
Okay.
Because the plant has more time to, you know, reactivate itself versus, you know, if you did it during the summer, it has too many leaves, too many branches, et cetera.
Yeah, I got a lot of here. And also, would it be difficult? Is it deep-rooted?
No, not necessarily, but I would still go down at least 12 to 16 inches. Okay, you know, it depends on how long it's been there, right?
Yeah, it's been there for about 7 years.
Okay, so the majority of roots on most plants are about 18 inches when they've become, you know, been there for so long, is the top 18 inches, right?
Okay.
It's about getting a wide root ball as well.
Okay,
to try to get something you can handle, the biggest you can handle without it being obscene. You know what I mean? Like just being too much.
Right, okay? And also, moving a Siberian iris, same kind of time before it's while it's dormant.
Same time frame, but those might be popping up at this point. Here's what I want you to do. Hang tight for me. We're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're online with Marianne. So she had asked about moving a hardy hibiscus and then asked about an iris. Now, couple things, right? Mm-hmm. So an iris, the ideal time to move an iris is actually late summer, early fall.
Okay.
Okay. Because it's bloomed for you and done everything that season. The reason why they use that is because of the blooming. Because if sometimes, and not always, sometimes you might get it, you don't always get the blossom that season if you transplant it, right?
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons. And here's the thing with the iris, since it is in the fall, it's not one of those ones where we want to let it die back all the way, like most of our perennials. You know, a lot of our perennials, we just say let it get hit by the frost a couple times, die back, and then you can kind of move it. This is one where you actually want to do it, like I said, probably late summer, early fall. So you cut the iris leaves back to about like 6 inches or so, and you kind of cut them like at an angle.
Mm-hmm.
So they look like little fans, basically, right?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And that's when you want to move them. Or, you know, the other thing is, too, is a lot of irises, after they've been in an area and established for 3+ years, do need to be divided.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's another thing that you'd be looking at, too. And that's the same time of year to do it. But again, if it's something where they need to move because you're having work done in that area or something along those lines, you can move them. Just realize they might not have flowers.
To get at the hibiscus, I think I have to move the iris because they're kind of in front. So I might sacrifice the bloom, but I could still move them, and I just want them to live at this point.
Yes, sometimes that's more important to it, right? Is where it looks at it and you just say, you know what, like if I don't do this, they're not going to thrive.
Right.
I'll sacrifice a season for this. Mm-hmm. And that, and again, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to bloom. You know, you could do it early enough. You know, I'd say, you know, second week in April, maybe earlier, first week in April.
Okay, great.
You know, you're not far from the water, so the temperature warms up a little bit more to mm-hmm. you than it would more inland, so it might be a little bit earlier. What I would suggest doing with it is making sure the new area that you're going to, make sure you have, you know, a good planting type mix. Something that's got a, you know, some compost, some peat moss, some of those types of things mixed into it. Also
yeah,
look at,
like you, the, yeah, land and sea. Land and sea is a good one, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good, you know, and the other thing, look for, some sort of, like a starter fertilizer or a, transplant type, use, like a biotone, right? If you want to use the granular, or you could use,
right.
Natural Alternative has the, wow. I'm having a hard time today remembering things. Their protolizer, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because that would help with the transplant shock because you're, in essence, you're cutting up some of its roots. So it kind of, you know, is shocked that way. The other good thing about right, you know, in the next couple of weeks is the ground is really saturated.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you do cut into that area, the roots are going to pull, like, where they get cut, they're going to try to absorb water quickly, and it's not going to be dry where it's going to be, you know, they're pulling up air. And that's what causes some of the shock in the root system. Whereas
okay.
if you,
all right.
you know, it's saturated, it helps.
Mm-hmm.
So if for some reason, and I don't foresee it, you know, changing, but if for some reason both of those plants are dry in the soil,
mm-hmm.
I'd want you to water the night before or the day before, like a heavy watering. So the day before I
dig them up.
Yeah. Because okay. you don't want to do it right away because you want, you don't want to like do it and then dig them up. Because what will mm-hmm. happen is the day before gives them some time to absorb the water at their rate. Whereas if you do it right before digging it up, they might not absorb that water and it's kind of, you know, counterproductive.
Right.
So if the ground is dry, I want you to water those before, you know, the day before. Okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate all your help and wish me luck.
All right. Good luck, Mary. You have a great rest of your day. We'll be back in a few. Bye-bye.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from bioadvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update. Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a surprise trip to Ukraine, visiting the Russian-occupied territory Mariupol. Before his stop in Ukraine, Putin marked the 9th anniversary of the annexation of Crimea. He traveled to the Black Sea Peninsula Saturday, just a day after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant accusing him of war crimes. Former Vice President Mike Pence is not too happy about the prospect his former boss may be arrested on Tuesday.
The fact that the Manhattan DA thinks that indicting President Trump is his top priority, I think, just tells you everything you need to know about the radical left in this country.
On ABC's This Week, Pence said it just feels like a politically charged prosecution. A massive pileup on a snowy Michigan highway left several people injured. The crash began around 5 Saturday evening and involved 100 vehicles. Closed Interstate 96 in both directions in Portland Township. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Catherine's in Duxbury.
Catherine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
It's March. Things are warming up, and I'm getting ready to start working on the soil in my raised beds for my vegetable garden this year.
Okay.
Last year, I have a neighbor. He always uses winter rye.
Yep.
So, and he's got gorgeous gardens and vegetables, so I decided to give it a shot. And from the looks of things, I have now attracted moles, and people are telling me you're never going to be able to get the winter rye out. So,
yep.
I don't know what to do about that. I was going to put down some manure, composted manure, topsoil, and maybe hit it with some leaves. And,
okay.
But what do I do with this winter rye thing?
So the winter rye is something where you need to till it into the soil. It's used as a soil additive at the end of the day, because what it does is it adds nutrients, it adds organic material. So, you know, it's not a bad thing to have on in the soil there. You know, I wouldn't be so worried about it, to be honest with you, because it is something that at the end of the day is beneficial for you.
Okay.
Now, adding what you said you were going to add with the manure, the topsoil, all those things are great. I wouldn't necessarily put leaves in directly, right? Just
all right.
Leaves being on leaves, because leaves are beneficial, yes, but they need to be composted a bit, and they need to break down some. Now, if you just throw the leaves on there, you know, a better way to just put the leaves might be to get the, you know, bring the leaves out into the yard and mow over them with like a mower that has like a mulching bag.
Mulcher, yeah.
Yeah, right? Because whole leaves need to be broken down in order to create compost. So if you were to just throw the leaves on top of it, it's not going to benefit you the same way. So if you have leaves that you want to use, you can put them in the middle of the yard, use the mulcher, and then from there, there'll be smaller pieces where they will start to break down and create a compost for you, right? It's going to take a little bit of time, but it's up to you, right? You could also create your own compost pile where you do put all those leaves, whereas the next season, they might actually be a little bit more beneficial for you.
Okay. I do have a compost pile going anyway.
Yep.
But I had just read something about this leaf thing.
Yeah, so, you know, leaf compost is one of the most organic, like, ways to add organic matter. It's just, it's natural. You don't have to, they're coming down in the fall anyways, right? So it's free. But it's something that they need some time to break down a little bit. And they will break down over time by putting the leaves over it. But I like to speed that process up a bit so it's more beneficial for you. Because when you're putting a cow manure or any of that manure, you're going to work it into the soil, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you were to work that into the soil with full leaves, it's going to be a little bit harder to get in there. It's not going to do all the same things. Whereas if you mow over those leaves, put them as an additive, so you put the cow manure, you put the leaves on top of it, then mix it in, it's all going to mix in and it's all going to create a compost a little bit quicker because that cow manure will also break down a bit and help compost those leaves.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And I wouldn't worry about the winter rye, honestly.
All right. Well, that's encouraging.
Good.
But I see these tunnels out there. Just
with the moles. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have little tunnels, not tunnels, but I can see where a mouse or something is running through the grass. Over the winter, I really don't have a mole issue that I have a problem with, but I just saw these tunnels over there, and my garden last year was terrible, terrible. So I'm wondering if I don't have somebody living in my bed having a field day.
Well, you definitely could. And one of the ways to see if they're still active in the yard is, or in that area, is at night. Uh-huh. I want you to, you know, not like pitch black night, but later in the evening, right? I want you to walk through that area and step all over the tunnels that you can see and push them down. The reason being is a mole can be active on all your entire yard, but you're only seeing parts of the tunnels.
Oh.
And so the reason why you walk over that area is the next morning when you go out, if they're active, you'll actually see like an eruption from it, right? Like a little tunnel will be exposed, and that means the mole is active in that area, right? So, you know, stepping on them is not going to like kill them. That's not what I'm trying to get you to do. I'm getting so we can find out where they're active and if they're active. Because they can be active early in the season, right? Especially the weird weather we've been having. It's so up and down, they might have started to wake up and be like, all right, let's go. But those could be last year's. They could be, you know, coming next year. You know, one of those things. So I want you to step on that entire area where you see the tunnels. And then the next morning, walk out, and if there are eruptions, then the mole is still there. And if that's the case, I want you to look at a product called Mole Max from Bonide, right? So Mole Max is a product that is not going to kill them, It's going to scare them away from the area and push them out. So it's a castor oil, but it's in a pellet. And so what you would do is you would find where they're active, and you would create a border pushing them away from that area. You wouldn't want to put it all the way around where that tunnel is, because then you would trap them in that area.
Yeah.
You want to find a way to push them out. So a lot of people, if they have them in their lawn, they'll start this perimeter around the house. And then they'll slowly move out and push it away, and they'll notice that they go to the next yard or a neighbor's yard or something. But it's all about repelling them away, and this castor oil, which is with the Molmax, is what works the best that I have found.
That's great. Castor oil is a miracle.
Yeah,
it really is.
It is.
Uses. But that's wonderful. I can't thank you enough. I've been sitting here stewing with this, but great answer. I appreciate
awesome.
It. And great show today, as always.
Well, thank you. All righty. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, I'm doing pretty good. Spring is arriving tomorrow. It's starting to feel that way. You can just kind of feel it in the air, not necessarily in the temperatures, but you can feel it. Anyways, we have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley's in Swansea.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I bought a big bag of garlic bulbs at the grocery store, you know, to use.
Yep.
And so some of them are starting to sprout, you know, the green sprouts out of the top. Is it okay to take those and plant them in pots of dirt now and try to continue, you know, growing garlic?
Well, it definitely can, right? Especially when they're showing the growth like that,
uh-huh.
Right? So this would be something that you can actually put into some dirt, get them growing, get them going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not too early
okay.
to do it, but it's too early to put them outside, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Garlic. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say we got snow here up to my waist.
Yeah. So you'll have a hard time planting them then.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can do them inside. Just make sure you're going to want to separate the bulb a little bit into some cloves. You can do that.
Right? Yeah.
And you want to make sure that the pointy end is up.
Uh-huh.
And cover them with a couple inches of soil.
Okay.
Okay. Usually in about 3 to 4 weeks, they'll start to show shoots, even though you said some of these already have shoots, right?
Yeah, they do.
But they'll start to show more that way. Once the ground thaw, once you don't have snow on the ground,
mm-hmm.
To be honest, you could put them out sooner because they do all right in the cold. My concern is that since they've already started to show the leaves and everything, it wouldn't be good to put them now. Not that you could, but if say there was no snow on the ground today,
mm-hmm.
I still would wait for you because the leaves have started to form. Whereas if it hadn't had the leaves, you could actually do it in the cooler months. And, you know, as spring arrives, because garlic likes to be planted in the fall mostly.
Oh.
But it doesn't mean you can't do it right now.
Yeah.
By any means. So
yeah.
It's definitely worth starting indoors. You can put them in like 5-6 inch pots,
mm-hmm.
and those will help. And I think, planting them probably mid to late April, depending upon if there's still snow on the ground for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, how far apart should I plant these, each one, the clove?
Okay. About 3 to 5 inches apart from each other.
Three to five.
Yeah, so not far.
Okay. Now, will other cloves of garlic start from those, or is that, or are they just going to, you know, each one just keep growing?
Well, so eventually, right? Eventually, that's the goal, is the garlic clove will start to form a larger garlic.
Oh, okay.
And you can do that. It does take about 7 months plus to really get to maturity, right? So it's not like a simple time frame. And that's why a lot of people will do them in the fall, because they can overwinter nicely, and part of that time frame is going by when you're not, you know, trying to get them to grow for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I have some mint.
Okay, here's what I want you to do, okay. Shirley. Okay. The music's playing, so we're going to hit a break. I want you to hang tight on the other side of the break. I'll answer those questions, okay? All right, we're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Shirley. She was going to ask a question right at the buzzer there. I wanted to bring her back so we could get that answered for her. And I believe your question was about mint. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Is it too early to plant mint inside the herb? What I'd like to do, you know, is to use it as an herb and mostly plant outside because of the deer.
Yep.
And I'd like it to be tall enough so that I could put it in just before I put my other flowers in that, you know, that I buy. And is it too early to start it now or into like pots here in the house? I have a greenhouse. It's about almost 5 feet tall.
Okay.
And it has it's all covered with plastic and it has the zippers and everything on it, you know, for the front.
Yeah.
And I got that in my living room in the window so it gets sun all day. And, I was wondering about planting, you know, flower seeds now, or if it's still too early.
Well, definitely. I mean, if you're using it for multiple uses other than for the repellent, you want to use it for, you know, that herb for inside because they have so many different varieties now.
Yeah.
I say have at it, honestly. Because you could keep it in a nice windowsill garden, a nice sunny window, and mm-hmm. keep it going till it's really ready to be put outside.
Okay.
So I have no problem with you doing that. That greenhouse you have, I'm assuming it's not heated, right? It's just just an outdoor, like, lean-to type greenhouse.
Yeah, you could put it outdoors or inside. So right now, you know, it's so cold out that I just put it in my living room window. And at night, I put the front down, and it zips, And then during the day, I take and raise it up and just put it over the top.
I would definitely throw it in there if you could, honestly.
Okay.
Because it's an herb where you could use it indoors, too, at any time.
Right.
So
yeah.
If it grows too much, you can just kind of prune it back a bit.
Yeah.
And get it ready to go outside. I would have no problem with herbs being grown indoors throughout the year at any time. Honestly, because you could always use them as long as you're going to use them is the better way to put it, right?
Yeah.
So I see no problem. I think you could start today if you wanted.
Okay. Now, I have pansies and marigold seed.
Yep.
I could start those now.
Pansies, you can start. Pansies, you can start now. The marigolds, probably another couple. Like 10 to 14 days.
Oh, okay.
Because those take a little bit less, whereas the pansy loves the cold weather.
I
the marigold, we want it to be ready to be put out, when the last frost is. And that's usually close to the end of May,
okay.
Right? And they take about 6-7 weeks to get ready for that time frame.
I see. Okay.
So maybe a little bit more. So you could get started, first or second week of April without a problem the marigold. The pansy, I'd start today.
Could start. Okay.
Okay.
I thank you very much, and you have a great day.
You too, Shirley. Thank you for
your
questions. You have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I have about a minute before the break, so I don't want to pull the other call on because I'm just going to cut you right off, and I apologize ahead of time for doing something along those lines. But as I was saying with herbs, I have no problem with you starting those throughout the season and having them growing indoors. I mean, think about it. If you're going to use them, and even if you're not going to use them, start them indoors. Try them out. I think it'll benefit you. You might start using some of these a little bit more often versus saying, I just got to wait for spring to hit. Herbs are all year. And they're a lot of them are container friendly. So they're not going to, be bad in the container. So really just think about it. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll come back for the 9 o'clock hour, the final hour of the show. We'll do everything we can to help you out at that point. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.